Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, very pleased to have joining us on the line from across the other side of the Cascades, Aubrey Glen Golf Club Director of Member and Player Development, Tim Fraley. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
We got you. We got you loud and clear. I assume the weather is finally thawed out there up at Aubrey Glen. I'm very familiar. My son went to Central Oregon Community College. He's finishing up at OSU Cascade, so I know right where that spot is, and the weather should be perfect here for play coming up, finally, after a long, long winter.
Yes. It is amazing. The golf course is in phenomenal shape right now, and all the rain, and you know, it's been splendid. So we are excited, and we got lots of golfers and lots of smiling faces.
Well, that's good. There were a lot of smiling faces watching Michael Block around the go through the PGA, finishing 15th. One of the 20 PGA club professionals that qualified for the PGA championship. We had a couple from our section, Colin Inglis there. He was actually the second lowest club pro, but obviously the story became Michael Block. How much pride do club professionals all around take from seeing one of your colleagues be able to perform on that stage?
Oh, it means a lot. I was pumped. You know, I watched it, and, you know, his comments, obviously, Michael Block's comments were great, you know, putting a shout-out to all the golf professionals out there. And, yeah, so, I mean, there's, yeah, just it was great to watch and just an amazing story. I hope he keeps it going. And, like Colin Inglis, I was pulling for him. You know, Colin's a phenomenal player, and I think he's capable of pulling off a Block story. So. Mm-hmm. Come on, Colin, you can get it.
That's right. Well, he will definitely be looking to get back there. And so all the stories, I think that's what's most unique, kind of going into the stories of guys that just love the game, weren't, you know, Scottie Schefflers or Bo Hostlers at the collegiate game that could step right in and perform out on the professional tour, but love the game and want to be a part of it. What was it about the game? When did you get the bug? And what was sort of your path in becoming a PGA professional?
I started when I was 13, so I kind of naturally liked it. I was all into all kinds of sports, but I got into it, and my best friend down in Glendora, California, when I was 1985, I was 13. So they were country club kids down there at Glendora, and they gave me a set of his mom's old Patty Berg irons, and that was my start. And I picked it up and played at the old Glen Oaks range, par three course, and did high school golf, and then, you know, was a pretty good player. And so that was kind of a long time ago. And then now, as far as getting into the game here, went to college at Northern Arizona. After I was done with that, I wanted to move to Bend and said, I'm going to make the golf thing work. So jumped in that whole hoop, and here I am. So that was 1997. Started here at 98. I'm still at Aubrey Glen. It's 2023. I can't believe it.
Wow.
And then that's kind of a quick rundown.
Now, I understand Oregon State head coach Jonathan Smith went to your high school, is how it was phrased to me. You played other sports?
Yeah. So he doesn't know me. I certainly know who he is, and I followed him when he played at, in, I think, 2001 and all those great years for as a walk-on. And, you know, you keep track of your peeps that play at your school. So, great athlete. But I did want to say a shout-out that my team still has the best school record, 12-1-1 at Glendora. So, sorry, Jonathan. That was 1989, and we were pretty good, still the best record. So, shout-out to all my my boys and Coach Karnowski. Awesome. So, anyway, it was a great time, and certainly pulling for all the GHS crew that's making it. We've had some great athletes come out of that high school, and excited to see Jonathan Smith's success at OSU and beyond.
No question. Is he much of a golfer, do you know?
You know, I don't know, but if he is, let's tee it up.
Tim Fraley, Director of Member and Player Development at Aubrey Glenn over in Bend, our guest here. Getting into it, into the PGA Professional, what steps did you go through? I know there's a few colleges and universities around that kind of have a development program with it, but knowing you had the bug, who kind of helped mentor you, get you into it, and how do you go about that process?
Are you asking once I got into the golf professional training program?
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, it just comes down to, once you're working at a PGA facility, you have a head pro that's going to be your supervisor, your mentor. And so I had some great, Steve Gillespie hired me in 98. And then J.D. Molds was my head professional, and I was first assistant under him for a couple of years. Mark Amberson was the general manager here for a long time. So all those guys were great. And then, of course, in Central Oregon, there's a awesome network of golf professionals, and everybody was awesome. Like Brad Dortha, Ron Seals, the list goes on and on and on. John Nowak was at Sun River. So those guys were all great. And you're bouncing ideas off and learning just their experiences. And we all just share information, and we do that in all our committees and player development and education and all that. So it's an outstanding network of professionals and people.
And now you're directing member and player development there at Aubrey Glenn. That was something that was near and dear to the heart of my late co-host Harold Bluestein, who was involved with that at the chapter level. What sort of things go into a good development program for players of all skill types, ages? Where do you kind of start and to build the foundation so that they can get the most out of their skills?
I think, you start certainly small, the putting and chipping, and then work your way out just from a very general concept. But the programming side of it is, you got to create some fun. You have to entertain, and you got to lighten the mood a little bit, because golf is intimidating for most people. And so that's kind of set the tone early. And that goes with promotion and when you're talking to people and when you're putting your flyers out. So it's all about kind of the whole, from the beginning to the end, to the follow-up, the communication, and just making it happen. And not trying to do too much too big, too fast. Start small, and word of mouth really is probably the best possible thing for promotion. So, and their ability getting better. They're like, they get better, they're excited, they tell their buddies, and then next thing you know, you've got, full classes, within an hour that you open sign up. So, I could talk on and on. Be more specific now. So keep asking me those questions. I don't want to ramble on.
Oh, no. I know you've got your Aubrey Glenn coaching clubs, that those programs that you've developed. Are those open to anybody? Or how do you go? I'm sure they fill up pretty fast now, but are those open to anybody that wants to get a little bit more direction?
Yeah, we do. We're a private club, but for instruction classes. We're open to members and guests. So we do coaching clubs. We do Operation 36, men's, women's classes, and junior classes, youth classes. We do U.S. Kids classes where you use the U.S. Kids learning program. We also do this coaching club that I'm doing now as a strength, mobility, and balance component. So we're doing like little circuit training for the last 15 to 20 minutes of each hour. So that's been a new thing this year that's gaining momentum, and those classes are full. So the coaching clubs I've been doing for 10 years now, and it's kind of branded itself. So you just call anything a coaching club, specialize it with some type of added value or feature, and it just becomes something that people love to be part of.
Tim Fraley, our guest here, Director of Member and Player Development out at Aubrey Glen in Bend. That's aubreyglen.com, A-W-B-R-E-Y, Glen. There's links to all those different clubs and stuff. I see in the spotlight, you say your favorite club in the bag is your 50-degree gap wedge. And that's the scoring area we see, you know, at the top levels, just the wizardry these guys have around the greens. For somebody that is stuck trying, you know, blading stuff out of there, chunking stuff, when you go and work with somebody trying to develop the short game, from right around the green to, you know, 40, 50 yards back, where do you start with them to just have an understanding of what you're trying to accomplish? Because a lot of times you may not be taking full swings. It's a very specific, shot oriented sort of skill to develop. What's the plan for guys out there that are having trouble having consistency in that short game?
Yeah, it's first of all, you have to kind of look at, you know, can they find the bottom of their swing? You know, where's their, if we're doing a little, let's call it just a simple 10-yard off the green chip, you know, where's the bottom? You know, are they hitting the grass at all? Are they hitting the grass at the same spot? What's their stance look like? And so you figure that out really quick. You got to look at their hands. You got to look at structure with their shoulders and arms. Like, are they, you know, soft elbows? Or are they super tense? So you got to kind of address that stuff right out of the gate. And then you get into hitting a tee in the ground at the same spot, or maybe just a blade of grass. And can that happen? And once that's achieved, then you start to get into the basics of, you know, which club's going to be best for you to use. And most don't know this. They just gravitate to the lob wedge or the fan wedge and start scooping it and trying to pull off the amazing shot and have a bunch of train wrecks. You know, they blade it, they chunk it. Let's call that the Hormel chili. That's a shout out to Keats. I'm sure Keats has got that in his repertoire. And then we have what else, you know, and so once they can put the club face on the back of the ball, then it's like, let's learn how to use different lofts. So 8-iron, 9-iron, pitching wedge, I will really do my best to get players hooked on chipping well with those clubs first, because they're so reliable, and the less loft you use, the more forgiving it is. And if you're doing it the right way, you still put spin on it. So it's usually a win-win-win across the board. Once they start to do that, people just are reluctant to change. So you have to really give them some drills and prove it so that they realize they've got more options now. They don't have to go to the high lofted club. So that's kind of my strategy with that. And I really get people, all my students, they're chipping with their approach wedge, gap wedge, and they're getting better.
What's maybe a useful drill, something you can explain simply over, but if you're out there, if your course that you play has a short practice area, what's a good drill to work back, you know, start right around the green and then work your way back?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of them, but you know, let's say we're making contact well, and now we need to hit some shots and get a feel for different flights and rollouts. So, you know, I'll say take one club and maybe put two balls at, you know, 5 yards, 10 yards, 15 yards, 20 yards, and literally try to land the same spot. And so you're just trying to see the different flights and see the different runouts. And there's going to be a club – or a distance in there where it's really, really easy and it feels really good. So that'll help them kind of lock in that basic shot. A couple other things that they could do is if they're in one spot, maybe 10 yards off the green, you know, chipping to a receptive green, so it's higher in the back of the green and lower in the front, is let's just say take your gap wedge and chip the first one, try to get to the back of the fringe, and then let's just kind of drop the next four or five shots. They never go past the previous shot, so you leave them in a nice line. So it'll help you learn to adjust length of swing, stance, width, so you develop that feel. And that's just with one club. So that, I think, is probably one of the most basic and simple things that a player can do.
And then the other piece, obviously, is being able to assess a lie. We hear about that all the time. Oh, it's a nasty lie. No, it's not too bad. When you go up and looking at your golf ball, what are you looking at to try to determine what sort of shot you want to make?
Yeah, so you got to, you know, number one, I always walk. If you're walking from the cart or, you know, up to the green, you got to have a couple wedges in your hand because you never know until you get up there what that lie is going to look like. So do that first. Don't just grab one wedge and hit it because it's all you had. You're too lazy to go back to your cart. So take enough clubs with you. I usually take all three of my wedges. And then obviously if it's in some rough and you – well, let me back up. You have to kind of look at the lie and then kind of ask yourself, what can my leading edge do? Can I get under this ball? If it's in the rough, then we got to change our strategy. We got to use more loft and use something with bounce. For most of us, it's just our stock stand wedge. Open that club face a little bit. If it's on tight lie, like fairway, you know, approach, cut grass, then the world's your oyster. You can square it up and use a low lofted club. You can take a high lofted club and really try to nip it, put more spin on it. So, you know, it's really all about what the leading edge of the club can do and what the lie kind of gives you. So short grass is obviously the best situation for options.
There you go. Tim Fraley, PGA Director of Member and Player Development at Aubrey Glen Golf Club in Bend. If you're interested, if you're going to be heading over to Central Oregon sometime this summer, interested in the coaching clubs, aubreyglen.com is where you can go and find all about the golf and the different clinics that you're putting on. And then, taking the golf in Central Oregon is perfect this time of year. So many great courses out there as well. So if you're going to be over there for a while, go see Tim and his crew out at Aubrey Glen. Thanks so much for taking a few minutes with us this morning. Hopefully we can do it again sometime. And a great summer season. We wish everybody out there a lot of success with the golf industry.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.